Summer always calls for beach time fun. I'm sure many islanders have been enjoying time at the seashore, particularly during the recent infamous heat dome. Well, temperatures are still warm and the sun is shining, so there's still lots of time to get out there and enjoy the seaside. Bowen has a plethora of beaches, but I'll bet you didn't realize that we have nearly 50 public beaches and coastal access points. Most people know about well-known community beaches like Tunstall, Bowen Bay, and the Cape Roger Curtis Beach. These popular spots are where you'll find the crowds, as they are well-marked and well-publicized on tourism info, well-maintained, and have amenities like parking, toilets, and garbage cans. Sandy Beach is perhaps one exception. If you like the amenities but not the crowds, Sandy is the place to be. Based on my highly scientific study of asking people I randomly run into, most people, including locals, have no idea Sandy even exists. Sandy Beach definitely has many perks. It is within walking distance of Ice Cream, the Cove. There actually is sand there, although not as good as at Alder Cove, see below. Amenities include parking, trash cans, and a toilet. It's even accessible via wheelchair or stroller. Sandy's calm shallow waters are ideal for kids and pets. Note, no dogs in July, August. When the tide is out, you can actually stand, calf deep, in the middle of the bay. There are plenty of points of interest, between the lagoon causeway, birds and seals, and a cool rock pier that is submerged in high tides. The view of the North Shore Mountains never disappoints. Neighborhood beaches are generally not as well known as the community beaches. Some, like Baker Beach, are nearly inaccessible. Others, like Lighthouse Lane Beach, are quite well visited. Neighborhood beaches don't have the same level of maintained facilities of the community beaches, e.g. no washrooms, and might be a little more difficult to access for some, e.g. many are accessed via stairs, or over logs. However, many still offer wonderful beach experiences. Over the month of August, the Bowen Nature Club will lead you on a self-guided tour of the best neighborhood beaches, via their twice-weekly Facebook activity. As a sneak peek, let me mention the only truly sandy beach on the island. A real hidden gem. Alder Cove Beach. We can't do a beach tour without mentioning this local secret. If you are tired of rocky shores, and dream of plunging your toes into soft sand, look no further. On the other hand, if you hate sand, but enjoy the warm shallow waters of Sandy Beach, try Woods Road Beach or Scarborough Beach. The latter has large smooth flat stones that don't hurt your feet as much as some other shorelines. If you are happy to keep your shoes on, I'd recommend King Edward Bay. It has a really neat trail leading to the beach, with many small bridges over a creek winding through the forest. Several nice large rocks and logs on which to sit and gaze out at the waves make this a nice rustic picnic spot. Perhaps you think footwear, and all clothing, is overrated. If you are a fan of Wreck Beach, you might be pleased to know that September Morn Beach has the distinction of being one of only two clothing-optional beaches in the GVRD. You can even wave at your friends at Wreck Beach, as the two directly face each other, across 15 kilometers of ocean. Finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the super-secret Konichi Bay Coastal Access Point. While not technically a beach, it is a delightful spot to eat a snack on the rocky bluff. Beware that good balance and sturdy footwear are a must here, but the payoff is well worth it. Follow the Bowen Nature Club Facebook page, as we explore the above beaches, and more, over the entire month of August. You may find your favorite beach as one you never knew existed. Follow us on Facebook. Find the map on the BIM website.